My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. We travel to Watford City and talk with the mayor, Brent Sanford, about what's happening on Main Street, USA. Plus, we talk with Gene Veeder about how the oil companies are transitioning from two-week on, two-week off, to living full-time out in the Bakken oil field. Plus, Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and a very special interview with Kelly Braun from Make-A-Wish, North Dakota, about how the oil companies came together to make sure a bunch of children got their wishes granted. All that, plus much more on Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Joseph Nicholas from Pedigree Technologies.
Joe Nicholas, Director of Business Development, Pedigree Technologies.
First of all, Pedigree Technologies, talk about what it is your company does.
So we're an electronic logbook, GPS tracking, telematics company that also has integrated tank and sensor monitoring. So we like to say we're one package for your operations, software package for your operations. So instead of going to, you know, two or three different vendors, we can combine that all into one solution.
Do you guys have oil and gas clients?
So we've actually grew dramatically with the growth in the Bakken. Our biggest client base is in the Bakken and continues to be. However, we're expanding into many other markets. We've had a lot of gain in Colorado, Texas, California, Chicago, or Illinois. Many other markets are now really expanding across the U.S. for us.
Are you finding that the technology is just becoming too fast and too overbearing for the average person? I'm trying to think of the time when, you know, 10 years ago in the internet kind of, or 15 years ago when the internet kind of came out, and people would say this will never catch on, and of course a lot of people knew it would. I see your technology like that too, where, you know, almost like a big data type technology. Are you finding that it's too fast, too soon for some people? Or just talk to me a little bit about that education process that it takes.
Yeah, we had some growing pains with that. We've got a very robust, multi-faceted product. And what we found is a lot of our clients were just using it for GPS tracking and not getting into some of the more advanced features for IFTA reporting, maintenance scheduling, electronic logbooks. So we put together a package that we call our advanced implementation, where we actually have IT professionals sit down, consult with you, figure out people's actual jobs and responsibilities. And then during the deployment phase, we do a custom dashboard setup. So somebody responsible for IFTA reporting would have a much different look and feel than somebody with dispatch. And so the adoption of the technology, since we've started doing our advanced implementation, has been much better.
Can you define big data? Do you know much about that word? Is that something that's in North Dakota right now? Is it coming to North Dakota?
Yeah. I don't even know how many, you know, billion points of data we've collected. It's phenomenal. As a matter of fact, we had to go on the Amazon cloud because of the massive amounts of data that we're collecting every day.
To listen to the full-length interview with Joseph Nicholas from Pedigree Technologies, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. All right, so what's your name and who you cooking for today?
Well, I'm Bram Laster. I live in Cody, Wyoming, and I'm cooking for MBI out here tonight.
You're the gentleman they brought up from Cody, Wyoming. I interviewed Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt a week ago, and they said they were bringing up somebody from Wyoming. So you're the ringer. And what was it that you're cooking today?
Well, we're doing hickory smoke briskets. I'm originally out of Texas, so that's kind of where I learned and picked up the art of briskets.
Why hickory?
Well, mesquite tastes like mesquite.
Okay, that makes sense to me. How about any without giving away any trade secrets, how did you prepare it? Was there a marinade? Was there a rub? Was there a slow temperature?
Yeah, I use a dry rub that's actually out of Texas. Its main ingredient's brown sugar. But I smoke everything at 230 degrees, and these briskets, they run 12, 14 hours for this batch.
How long does the whole process take?
Yeah, like say 12, 14 hours.
And then what temperature do you keep it at? You said 230?
Yeah.
And then for the 1230, anything else you're cooking today besides a brisket?
No, actually they fixed up some stuffed bell peppers, and I put them in there to heat them up, make the bell peppers a little crispy for them.
I just had some. They were delicious with the rice in it. And how about any tips that you might have for aspiring barbecue pit masters of any age?
Well, secret to a good cook is keep the cook well basted.
Keep it well basted?
Yeah. Just kidding, of course. But on briskets, you can test when they're done by pushing your finger down on the fat on the top layer on top, and it'll be spongy until they're done, and then your finger will just kind of push right through that fat layer. Chickens, when the leg bones get real loose on them, they're done. Ribs, when you get a little bone showing on the ends, they're done.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I like briskets or maybe back ribs. My favorites for sure, because I like to eat them too.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.